That's where we study the Bible. Is that all right? Amen. Well, I've got one for you today. And I'm going to have a lot of help today. Because I got a lot of scripture we're going to go through today. And I already know this lesson, so I'm not studying my lesson, I'm reciting it. And y'all the folks are studying, I'm reciting. Praise the Lord. I don't know this info, so you know this ain't for me, this is for you. But I've been thinking about this for some time. I taught on this once since I've been here. That's been some time ago, been maybe in the first year. And the scripture, the last two or three weeks, has been on my mind. And anything to make you run and jump and holler. But it'll help you in your understanding about God. I think the more we know about God, the more we can please Him. Amen. And that's what this Bible is all about. It's a revelation of God and God's ways and actions toward us. I'm so glad God is mindful to us. Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 26 and 27. Amen. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Now, this is Him saying this. If you want to see how he did it, you find that in the second chapter in verse 2 and verse 5. And every plant of the field was before in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had caused it to rain upon the earth. There was not a man to till the ground. There went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This verse 5, 6, and 7 tells us how it was performed in verse 26. Verse 26 tells us what, and 2 and 5 through 7 tells us how. And I want to teach to you for a little while this morning, if the Lord help me, on who is the us? Who is the us in Genesis 1:26? Who is the us in Genesis 1:26? Will you pray with me? Dear God, we're so thankful for your kindness and your goodness, for your mercy and your love. I ask you to help us, oh God. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, touch our minds. Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Brother Andy, I'm going to have you to give me Isaiah 44, 24, and 25. And we're gonna deal with several scriptures here. Brother Brandon, get up here by Dathan. Brother Brady, get up here by Drew. Bring your Bible and get up here by Drew. I got a lot of passages. And I want these young men to get them for me. I want them to get this in their mind. Brother Josiah, Isaiah 42:5-7. Brother Dathan, Isaiah 45:12-18. Brother Brandon, Job 9:8. Brother Drew, Nehemiah 9:6. Brother Brady, 2 Kings 19:15. Brother Jordan, Isaiah 37:16. Brother Jacob, Psalms 86:10. Brother Austin, Jeremiah 27:5. Brother Remington, Malachi 2:10. Then we'll go back later and Genesis 2:7. Okay. And Romans 5:14. So we're gonna talk a little while on who is the us. Now first we're gonna tell you who it can't be. All of these scriptures, these young men, I've given these young men, I'm not including Andy. I gave him one, but he's not a young man, praise the Lord. He's moving on up. Amen. He once was young. Amen. But all the rest of these I've given to these young men. Now there's lots of ideas. There's a lot of ideas in this, and of course if you was a Trinitarian, you would think it was God the Father was speaking to the other two members of the Godhead. And they were counseling, trying to get together, figure out, you know, how to do this. They all got together and made heaven and the earth. If you was a Jehovah Witness, you'd think that, you know, that God the Father created an angel in the Old Testament. His name was Michael. Michael later becomes Jesus. But Michael helped him create the heaven and the earth. So that's that what you have there is an Anathasten creed, which is your common Trinitarian creed that was later verbalized at Council Nicaea. I like that Council Nicaea declared Jesus to be God. They really didn't know how he was God, but if he was the second person of the Godhead. And some folks said, well, the Trinity was born there, but that's really not so. The Holy Ghost wasn't declared to be God until the Council of Constantinople, I think it was 381 A.D. So that 60 years, the Holy Ghost didn't even have a job. Praise the Lord. I imagine he was so glad when they figured out what he could do. But and so then among oneness people, there is a view that the Lord was speaking to angels. And I'm going to discount that today. I'm going to show you clearly. God was not speaking to another being. God was not speaking to we're going to find out who he was talking to. But God was not speaking to another being or another person. And I just gave a few, but I just gave enough scriptures here along to give you that. What does it say in Isaiah 44:24-25?
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer.
He that formed thee from the womb.
Now, I don't want to get stretched out here, because if I get stretched out here, I'll be hunting rabbits all over the place, and we won't get where. But thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Does anybody know who redeemed us? Jesus redeemed us. Amen. He is the Redeemer. So, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Yes. Yes. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Stretch forth the heavens. How?
Alone.
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 Come here, Brother Austin. Since you've got all sanctified, praise the Lord. Running, trying to make heaven your home. Glory to God. Now, let me ask you. Are you alone up here? You're not alone. Why are you not alone? Well, you're not alone because I'm here with you. Right? Now, you couldn't say that I am alone if someone else was with you, right? Well, praise the Lord. He stretched forth the heavens alone. And so that you wouldn't get confused, he stretched forth the heavens alone and did what?
Spread
abroad the earth with some help. He had some help spreading forth the earth. No, he said he stretched forth the heavens alone and spread abroad the earth. How? Him and two others. Him and one more. Him and the angels. Stretch forth the heavens alone and spread abroad the earth by myself. Boy, I love this next verse. What does it say? When you have knowledge of that, that frustrates the token of the liars. And it makes the diviners mad. And turn wise men's knowledge backwards. They got them all in a council together trying to figure out how to make everything. Amen. God the Father is the general contractor. And the Son is the subcontractor. And the Holy Ghost is the carpenter. Praise the Lord. Well, that work all right. Oh, let me. Come here, boys, you three boys right here. Just 1 minute. Drew's a contractor. Brady's a subcontractor. Jordan's a carpenter, okay? And let's say, Drew contracted this building. Brady was a subcontractor. But old Jordan did all the work. I want to ask you a question. Can Drew say that he built this building alone? Now, that's really the doctrine of the Trinity. Doctrine of the Trinity is God the Father is the general contractor. God the Son is the subcontractor. And the Holy Ghost is the carpenter. He's the one that, by the Spirit of God, he made everything. Well, he can't be honest and say he did it alone if these two guys did the work with him. Now, you multiply that times millions of angels. Can he say, I stretch forth the heavens alone when millions of angels help make the heavens and the earth? Could he say that? Don't sit down. So what this does, us knowing this, it frustrates the tokens of the liars. It makes the diviners mad. It turneth the wise men backwards. and maketh their knowledge foolish. There is not a doctrine in this world as foolish as the Trinity
Amen.
Doctrine.
Amen.
It makes zero sense. You know, you're just trying to get it to figure out. You know, if you have three persons, three people, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and each of them, they're co-equal, co-eternal, co-existent, with the same power, the same majesty, the same might. They're all omnipotent. They're all omniscient. They're all omnipresent. And you have three of them, and they're separate and distinct. How can you not have three gods? How can you not have three gods if you have three people and they're separate and distinct and they have the same equal amount of power? How can they not be three gods?
Right.
Or each one is one third God. So then none of them's God by themselves. Oh, this makes their knowledge foolish.
Yeah.
But when you figure out it's God alone.
Yeah.
There's one God alone. Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Now that would have been a perfect place for God to have said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God in three persons. That would have been a great place for it right there. But instead, Moses, being inspired, said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Now we're going to start on these scriptures. Where are you at, Brother Josiah? Isaiah 42, 5 through 7.
Thus saith God the Lord.
Thus saith God the Lord. That's who God is. Psalms 100 verse 3 said, Know ye that the Lord, He, not they, He is God, and it is He. Well, I didn't even have that one down. It is, well, you get that, brother. Forget that scripture I gave you. We'll get that again toward then. Brother Adrian, Psalms 100 verse 3. Jeremiah 10 and 10 said the Lord is the true God. Deuteronomy 4, 35 and 35. 4, 35 and also verse 39, it said the Lord, He is God. But praise the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. I'm talking about the Lord saith the God, the Lord. God the Lord. If you'll notice that, that's a capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Because the Jews were so afraid to use His name in vain. This is what, in Exodus 3:14, where it said, I am that I am, that's called the tetragrammaton. It was the unutterable name. It was so sacred that they was afraid to pronounce it. So, according to Jewish tradition, what they did was, anybody ever read any Jewish writings? You'll see, like even when they're talking about God, it'll be G hyphen D. Y'all may have read any Jewish writings. Well, if you were down in South Florida, you're around where they're Jews, they don't even write G-O-D. Or they're afraid, they're scared they use it as a name in vain. So what they did, when you see in all the Old Testament, you'll see that around, trying to get these numbers together in my head. Okay, it's been a while now. I didn't plan on doing this, okay? So, but I'm thinking it's about around 8,300 times in the Old Testament that you'll have capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. What that is, every time you see that in capitals, that is what we would call in the English Jehovah. And what they would go in Hebrew, it was YHVH. That's I am that I am. That literally means I am that I am. That's the unutterable name. So the Jews were so afraid they would use his name in vain, so they quit. They didn't use it. So instead, they substituted, and they used this instead. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Every time you see that, that is I am that I am. That's what that is. I am that I am. But they're afraid to use his name in vain, so they started doing this. Matter of fact, they got so afraid that they would only use his name first. They only used his name if and when they went to the tabernacle or the temple. Then they got afraid it was going to be too common, and they only the priest used his name at doing the service of the Lord. Then they got afraid, maybe that may be too common, so only the high priest used it. Then it got, they are so afraid, the high priest used it once a year when he went into the temple. And he done the Feast of Atonement there in behind the tabernacle. I mean behind the veil in the temple. Then after the ark disappeared, and wherever it disappeared to, we don't know. Nobody knows. You read a book, they know, they don't know. Nobody knows. I got no idea what happened to it except God alone. But when Babylon come down there, evidently they did not take it because there's no mention made of it. So they no longer had the ark to go back there, the mercy seat. So they quit pronouncing the name. So the correct pronunciation of whatever that was, is lost, you know. And I think really the real reason that it's lost is because God wasn't wanting us to focus that, because when you got the name Jesus, when you got the name Jesus, you got all that God ever was and all that God ever is and all that God ever will be. Really, the name Jesus simply means Jehovah has become salvation. And I'm going to tell you what, Jesus is Jehovah Jireh. Jesus is Jehovah Shammah. Jesus is Jehovah Setkanu. Jesus is Jehovah Machadish. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Jesus is Jehovah Roah. Jesus is Jehovah Shalom. Jesus, Jesus. When you say Jesus, you got Elohim. You got El Shaddai. You got it all. Glory to God. So, it said, thus saith the Lord God. Yes? Can everybody say he?
He.
Not we. He? Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Spread forth the earth. That which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath. Said, did I give anybody Genesis? Look over there, Brother Andy. Let's get this together. Genesis 2 and 7. What do it say?
And the Lord God
formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed the breath of nostrils in the breath of life, that breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now what does yours say?
He that giveth breath.
Well, hallelujah. And the Spirit to them that walk therein. Verse 7. All right. I don't want that. Praise the Lord. I got too much work in here. Amen. Is that all I gave you? I don't know why, but I had. All right, where are you at?
Isaiah
45, 12 and 18. Yes. We have made the heaven. We have made the earth. I have made. There's some word around 9,000 personal pronouns applied to God in the Old Testament, all in the single. All in the single person. Not like about 9,000 of them. Of I, me, mine, he, him. I made the earth, yeah. I created man upon it. Yes? 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 He created man. He created the heavens. He created all their hosts, that's angels. And 1, 2, 3 times in this verse is a single pronoun, I. I. What's the next verse? Verse 18. Thus saith the, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital E. Thus saith the I am that I am. That created the heavens, yes. God, not themself, but God himself. Yes. Yes, yes. 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 Wait. He established it. Who created it? He created it. What? And established it? Yes. Go ahead. He created it. Not in vain. Yes. Okay. I don't even know if I... Do you want some food for thought? It ain't got a lot to do with this, but you want something to think about this week. Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Period. There's a period there. In verse 2, and said, the earth was without form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. You reckon there may have been something that happened between Genesis 1 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 2? Now, the reason I'm asking you this question, the Bible said he didn't create it void or in vain. But he formed it to be inhabited. But in Genesis 1 and 2, it don't look inhabitable. So do you reckon there may have been something that took place between 1 and 2? Well, this is my opinion. I can't prove this. But I think between Genesis 1 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 2, it looks like to me by other scriptures that the earth was the habitation of angels. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Ezekiel 28, 11 and 12. And then Isaiah 14, it talked about Lucifer and all of that. But it looks like to me that maybe that may have happened between Genesis 1 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 2. Now, I can't prove that. That's just an idea for you to think about. But let's go on to where we're at. Yes? All right. Let's just get this up. Thus saith the Lord that created the heaven. God himself. Can everybody say God himself?
God himself.
God himself is a he that established it. Is a he that created it. It is a he that formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. I am capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. I am the I am that I am. That's what that's saying. I am the I am that I am. And what? And what? And there's what? And there's what? And there's two more. And there's one more. Or we're Mormons, and there's a whole big family of them. And you may be one of these days. Praise the Lord. I am the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital... I am the I am. I am the I am. I am the I am. And there is none else. I am the I am. And there is none else. Woo, glory to God. Where are you at, son? Job 9 and 8. Go ahead. What? Which what? Which what? Which what?
Can you say alone? Can you be alone and with somebody? With your own? Can you be alone and with somebody? With your own? Hey, what did you do? With your own? Spread about the heaven and tread it on the waves of the sea. Woo! Glory to God. That's why it wasn't no big deal for Jesus to walk on the water. He's the one that stretched out the heavens along. And he treadeth on the waves of the sea. Glad glory. Now Peter didn't tread on the waves of the sea. He just made two or three steps and went down. But he that treadeth on the waves of the sea is the one that stretch out the heavens alone. He said, see, you ain't nothing to me. I made the sea. I can walk on the sea. I can walk on the cloud. Who would you long spreadeth about the heaven and treadeth? Amen. That's who Jesus is. He treads on the waves of the sea because he stretched out the heaven alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Where are you at? Huh? Nehemiah 9:6. Thou, even thou, art capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Thou art I am that I am alone. Thou art I am that I am alone. And no wonder the Jews would get so upset when he said, I am the resurrection. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the resurrection. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. I am the light of the world. I am the bread that comes down from heaven. Glory to God. And finally he said, before Abraham was, I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We read that and that don't stand out to us. But if you was a Jew and the guy said, I am the bread of life. He said, he's the I am that I am. Which is the bread of life. I am the resurrection. He said, I am that I am. Because Jehovah alone kills and makes alive. Thou, even thou alone, thou art Lord alone. And what did he do? Thou hast made the heaven of heavens. He made, the angels wasn't making nothing. He's making the angels. And the earth, yes. 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 Ooh. And the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Woo! Ain't no wonder when Jesus came to earth, the angel was singing, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. For unto you this David, Luke 2:11. For unto you this David is born in the city of David, a Savior, Christ, the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. The I am. The I am has showed up. The Creator showed up. That he was believed on in the world, seen unto angels. The angels worshipped him at Bethlehem. The shepherds worshipped him at Bethlehem. The wise man worshipped him at Nazareth. Even the leopard worshipped him. All through before the folks was healed, they fell down and worshipped him. You know why? Because he made heaven alone. He was the I am that I am. Yes. Where are you at, son? 2 Kings 19:15.
Second Kings 19 and 15. Yes. Hezekiah prayed before the capital O, capital O, capital R, capital D. He is praying before the I Am. And he said what? And he said, oh, I am the God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims. I was talking to one of them two God fellas years ago. There's a whole movement of them there in Kentucky, the School of Prophets. And they believe the two angels on the mercy seat represented God the Father and God the Son. There's two in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son. And this is the scripture I use. Thou which dwelleth between. He wasn't the cherubims. He dwelt between the cherubims.
Yes.
Woo. Man, the cherubims in there 365 days a year. But one day a year, he came down and licked the blood up. One day a year, he came down and stood between the two cherubims and rolled their sins away for another year. Go ahead. Thou art the God, even thou. Can you say alone? Alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, yes. Thou alone has made the heaven and the earth. Woo! What can you say? Praise the Lord. Where are you at, brother? Jordan? Isaiah 37 and verse 16. Boy, it's over the toward good or what? Amen. Oh, I am of hosts. When you see that word, Lord, from now on, you're going to look at it different. Oh, I am of hosts. The host means all of the angelic beings. Yes. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims. Thou art, can you say, thou art God? Yes. What does it say? Thou, no, you're going too fast. You're quick, wrong, praise the Lord. Thou art the God. Even what? Even thou alone. Thou art God, even thou alone of all the kings of the earth. And he alone did what? Thou hast made the heavens and the earth. Where are you at, Brother Jacob? Psalms 86 and verse 10. Yes. For thou art great, yes, and who's wondrous things, and thou art God alone. You were going into chapter and it talks about creation and so forth. But it said, thou doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. I'm trying to get this over to you. Can you say alone?
Alone
knocks out the three persons of the Godhead.
Yes, it does.
Alone knocks out the two persons of the Godhead. Alone knocks out God Senior, God Junior. Well, praise the Lord. Thou art God alone. Brother Austin, where are you? What's that? Jeremiah 27 and 5. Go ahead. I have made the earth, yes, and man, and the beasts that are on the ground by my great power, not our great power. By my great power and by my outstretched arm have I given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. That's the I in there. And these passages let us know he did it alone. Malachi 2 and 10. I think it's 2 and 10, I think. If I told you 6, I told you wrong. Yeah, there you are. Have we not all one Father? Have not what? Have not one God created us? It wasn't a committee. It wasn't God and the angels. All right, brother Isaac, where are you at? Genesis 2 and 7. All right, go ahead. And the Lord, the capital L, capital O, capital R, the I am God. The I am God. The I am that I am God. The I am God. The I am that I am God. For man of the dust of the ground, breathing his nostrils, a living soul, and man, breathed in him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Not the Lord God and two more. But just the Lord God. All right, brother. Adrian, where was you at? Psalms 100 and verse 3. That was too good for me to leave out. Yeah, Psalms 100. Psalms 100 and verse 3, brother Tory. Psalms 100 and verse 3. I don't know. Hold just 1 second. He'll have it right up there. Can you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead. Know ye that the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Know ye that the I am. He, not they. He is God. It is He that has made us. We are His people. And the sheep of His pasture. Now, Brother Andy, go back to Genesis 1:26. Keep where you got there, Brother Adrian, at Genesis 2 and 7. No, who had Genesis 2 and 7? Okay, keep where you got there, Genesis 2 and 7. Put that together. Brother Dallas, Romans 5 and 14. Brother Adam, Colossians 1 and 15. Brother Moore, 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. And Brother Murphy, how about Hebrews 1 and 3? All right, Genesis 1:26. Yeah.
And God said,
yes.
Let us make man in our image.
Yes.
After our likeness.
Yes.
Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Yes.
And over the fowl of the air.
Yes.
And over the cattle.
Yes.
And over all the earth.
Yes.
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Yes. Now look at verse 27.
So God created man in His image.
God created man in His own image.
In the image of God created He him.
Yeah. Male and female created.
Okay.
Genesis 2 and 7 said, and the Lord God. Genesis 2 and 7 said, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. If God was a Trinity, if there were three beings in the Godhead, and man was made in the image of God, He would have made three men. Huh? If man is made in the image of God, and God is three beings, then He would have made three men. If God's two beings, He'd have made two men. But instead, God made one man that is flesh and spirit. One man that is visible. There's a visible part of old Austin here. You take the invisible out of him, in a second, he'll be on the floor. This visible houses the invisible part of him. He is flesh and he is spirit. Now we're going to get close to the to who's this. What does it say in Romans 5 and 14? Okay. Who Adam was the figure of him that was to come. Well, glory to God. This is Adam. This is Jesus. Lord. Help us, Father. Jesus didn't look like Adam. Adam looked like Jesus. So well, he wasn't even born yet. Who is the figure of him that was to come? God already had it in his mind. God had already had it in his plan. God already had it. God already had the blueprint.
Amen.
And he made Adam to look like what he was going to look like when he came. So Adam is made. Lord, this takes a lot of faith. So when you see Jesus, you see one being. But he's flesh and he's spirit. He's visible and he's invisible. But he so far surpasses Adam. Because Adam was just a created being. Adam wasn't the creator. But the creator became the creation. So he was the creator. He was the creation. He was the father. He was the son. He was visible. He was invisible. He was eternal. He was temporal. He was spirit. He was flesh. He was divine. He was human. Glory to God. Amen. What does it say, brother? Where are you at, Brother Adam? Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God. Well, how can you have an image of something that's invisible? He is the image of the invisible God. Because he's all God you'll ever see. He's a reflection of God's character. He's a reflection of God's holiness. He's a reflection of God's mercy. Amen. He's grace personified. He's the image of the invisible God. Yes, where are you at, Brother Adam? Did I give you one? You just read that. Brother Paul, where are you at? 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Who's got the Hebrews 1 and 3? Did I give Hebrews 1 and 3 to somebody? Brother Murphy, read Hebrews 1 and 3 while he's getting there. Hebrews 1 and 3. Yes, who being the brightness of his glory. You know, making Jesus another person than the Father is like making the sun's rays a different entity than the sun. You can't divide the sun and its rays. The rays are the reflection. The brightness of his glory. His expressed image of his person. And this word person here just literally means he is the expressed image of God's substance. He's the expressed image of God's substance. That's all. All right, go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Go ahead. Whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is what? He is the image of God. Okay, you can go now. He's the image of God. Well, then, who or what was God talking to? Brother Andy, Ephesians 1:11. Brother Dallas, Ephesians 3, 9 through 11. Brother Adam, John 1 and 1, and I want 3 and 10. Now here we're going to go. Y'all guys ready again? Got moved in a hurry. Proverbs 3, 19 and 20. Psalm 33 and 6. Psalm 136, 5 and 6. Psalms 104, 24. Jeremiah 51, 15. Then I'll work this in. But Revelation 4, 11. Revelation 10 and 6. Revelation 14 and 7. All right. Where you at, Brother Andy?
Ephesians 1, 11.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. To the purpose of him. He works all things after what?
The counsel of his own will.
So, when he said, let us make man in our image, he was counseling with his will. And we have builders in this church. Got Brother Adam. Man, Brother Jones and them has built anything and everything. Well, Brother Jones is a master builder. Now, if you don't believe, if you've seen that building they built down there at Tonitown, I mean, the work was just, it's hard to get your mind on church. The work was so amazing. I mean, they left nothing out. But now, Brother Jones didn't go in there and say, well, we're going to build this church. And get up and throw up, well, we might put the wall here, we might put it there, you know, let me see. No. Now, whether he had an architect to do it or whether he did it himself, he drew out a plan. Now, he may have added some things along the way because he's not God. And he may think of something down the road. Well, God don't say, well, gee whiz, look at what I made out of. Amen. No, he never, well, what do you know? There's a old guy out of Georgia, he's a prophet. His name was George Leon Pike. And, matter of fact, he was even God. Really, he taught them people he was God. Well, I went out there to see his place. You know how short I am. Well, when I go in there, I almost got to duck my head because of the chandelier. Now, is that low or what? Well, God was telling his prophet how to build this building, and he wasn't no builder. He'd be like me building a building. And so they'd get this up, and it wouldn't work. God fumbled on that. So they'd have to move it around. You talk about a mess. It was an architectural, you know, anybody ever been in one of those fun houses? Got all them mirrors and stuff in it, and the walls are crooked and all that, you know. Back years ago in Chicago, they had an amusement park and had a place, had fun house in it. And you'd be walking sideways because it was flat and all that. Well, that's what George Pike's church looked like. Because God didn't know enough about building that he had it all confused. But before God ever made one angel, or before God made anything that is invisible, God had a plan. Well, why are you there? Just hold it right there. Brother Adam. Yeah, Brother Adam. Hold it right there. I don't want to leave that. Okay, go ahead. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Now, this wasn't in the beginning. I was talking to a Trinity preacher years ago, and I took him to John 1 and 1. He said, I sure am glad you went to John 1 and 1. I'm going to finish you off. He said, that word with is going to get you in trouble. I said, no, that word with is going to get you in trouble. He said, let's define it as we go. I said, okay. In the beginning was the Word. He said, you agree that's Jesus? Yeah, Jesus. He agreed. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God. I said, stop. I said, now who is your God? Your God is the Trinity, is that right? Yeah. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with the Trinity. So the Godhead becomes a quartet. I said, but that ain't where your trouble ends. Your trouble ends with, and Jesus was the Trinity. He said, oh, no, we don't mean that. So we agree on that. That's talking about the Father. Okay. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with the Father. He said, yep, that's it. So that's pretty good, ain't it? Yeah, Jesus was with the Father. Pretty good, yeah. But, and Jesus was the Father. So it bites you either way it goes. It bites you. I love, boy, I've read commentaries. I've probably read 200 commentaries on this verse. Lexicons galore. Now, you know, I read them by them interpreting them. I couldn't order a gyro, you know, gyro, whatever it is, that them lamb sandwiches. I couldn't order one of them if I had to. But I read lexicons that are translated. But but of all the interpretations of this verse, I think Dallas Mefford gave the best interpretation. It was so easy to understand. And he said it like this. In the beginning was the thought. And the thought was with the thinker. And the thought was the thinker. You can't divide a man from his thoughts. So he worked a lot. We're back to Brother Andy's scripture. I gotta hurry. Yes? Yeah. Who worketh what? After the counsel. It's way back in eternity past. God made a plan. And God made man according to the plan and the purpose that he had made with Calvary in view. Because the Bible said the Lamb was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world. So before there was a man, there was a plan. Before there was a sin, there was a Savior. Before there was a sickness, there was a healer. Before there was a sorrow, there was a comforter. Well, praise the Lord. Before there was a problem, there was an answer. Glory to God. Who worked it all? Now, Brother Dallas, Paul makes it a little more clear in Ephesians 3, 9 through 11. Yes? 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 Who created all things but Jesus Christ? He created everything by that plan. Everything. Genesis 1, he got 1, 2, he read verses 1 and 2 of John 1. But verse 3 said, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 10, and he was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. So, go ahead. Yes. What is the manifold wisdom about? Go ahead. According to, can he say eternal purpose? Not eternal person. There wasn't another person there. But there was a purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in that plan, way back in eternity. God said, I'm going to make man. I'm going to make him perfect. I'm going to make him upright. I'm going to give him a free will. In that free will, I see that man's going to fall. And he's going to break that fellowship that I have with him. And I'm going to bring man back to me. And the only way I can bring man back to me, I've got to go to him. Glory to God. All right. Let's get these scriptures. We've got to run now. Where are you at? Proverbs 3, 19 and 20. The Lord by what? The Lord by another person? The Lord by another being? The Lord by angels? The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. And by understanding he has established heaven. Who helped God make man? Wisdom. Who is he us? Wisdom. Yes, where are you at? Psalms 33 and 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. That's God's wisdom. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. The word that created the heavens is the word that made the angels. When did anybody ever read Genesis? What does it say in Genesis 1? And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God, oh glory to God. And God said, and God said, and God said, well, glory to God. Yes. Where are you at, brother Brandon? Psalms 136 and what? 136, 5 and 6. Go ahead. To him by wisdom. Yes. Yes. He done it by wisdom. He done it according to his plan. He done it according to his purpose. Where are you at, Brother Drew? Psalms 104:24. What does it say? Oh, Lord, how manifold are thy works. Yes? In wisdom thou hast made them all. And the earth is full of thy riches. How did he make it? He made it by his wisdom. Where are you at, Brother Brady? Jeremiah 51, 15. Jeremiah 51 and 15. Yes? He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his what? Wisdom. And has stretched out the heavens by his what? By his understanding. Where are you at, brother? Okay, now here he's finishing this up. And in Revelation 4:11, what does it say? Thou art worthy, O Lord. See, glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now here's what happens. When you walk out of the Old Testament, and you walk into the New Testament, they don't have the predisposition for they're afraid to use the name of God because the name of God has been revealed, which is Jesus. So instead of the capital L and the capital O and the capital R and D that's found in the Old Testament, in the New Testament we just have Lord. And that word Lord means kurios. It's the Greek word kurios, which means master. It has the same connotation as capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D did in the New Testament. Only it's not capitalized because the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Greek. But it clearly lets us know Thou, one alone, created all things. All right, where are you at? Revelation 10 and 6, what does it say? He swore by him that liveth for him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things that are therein are, and the earth and things that are therein are, and the sea and the things that are therein are, and at that time shall be no longer. So he swore by who? Swore by him. Okay, we got one more here. Then I'm going to read one. What are you at? Revelation 14 and 7. Revelation 14 and 7. Yes. Yes. Yes, give glory to him. Yes. Worship who? Worship him. While I'm turning to this, I'm going to read Proverbs 8. While I'm turning to this, Brother Andy, would you pick up Colossians 1, 16 and 17 and 18? I'm turning to Proverbs. Won't you turn your Bible to Proverbs 8 while I'm going to read this? Well, Colossians 1, and then we'll go to this Proverbs 8. All right, well, what does it say?
For by him were all things created.
For by him. This is who they're worshiping here in Revelations. For by him, verse 15, Jesus, the image of the invisible God. For by him were created all things that are in heaven, that are in the earth, that are visible and invisible, whether it be thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, all things were created by him.
Yes.
And for him. He is before all things. And by him, all things consist or operate. Glory to God. Let me read this Proverbs. I'm going to read verse 22, but so you'll know who he's talking about. 8 and 1, doth not wisdom cry? Verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies. Verse 12, for I wisdom dwell with prudence. And let me read this to you, and I'm on close. Proverbs 8 and 22. Speaking about wisdom. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting from the beginning. Or ever the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with waters. Before the mountains were settled. Before the hills I was brought forth. While yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the earth, that's man. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, I was there. When he established the clouds above. When he strengtheneth the fountains of the deep. When he gave the sea to decree. And the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him. As one that was brought up with him, I was his daily delight. Always rejoicing before him. That's God. That was God's plan. Man, brother, all you builders and things, you know. It's one thing, Brother Jones, you got that plan. You got that plan in your mind. You know, you got that plan. You already got there. You know what it's going to look like. Ain't going to be no surprises because you already got it there. Before you dig the first piece of dirt to lay the foundation, you already got it. You already know. You know, you may add some things because you're not done. But you've got it pretty well. Don't you? Yeah, you know right where you... Old Jimmy started... Ah! I don't go there. Amen. All your help is done. And it's your dream. Anybody got a dream home? It's your dream. You know, Right in the middle of that, when you're in the middle of that building, and Adam, when you're in the middle of that building, you're going to take the hammer and knock the wall out. Kick the bucket of nails open. Shoot your helper. But what keeps you going is that dream. You know what it's going to look like. I'm going to tell you what kept create, what kept the Creator going. He had Calvary in view. He had the blood in view. And He had you in view. And you was His delight. He couldn't wait till you got here. He went through all the dispensations that He went through all the time. He's laying the groundwork. When you read the Old Testament, it's just full of types and shadows and pictures and types and shadows and pictures. And boy, when we look back and read it, they didn't have no idea what they was doing. They're up there, Pentecost Sunday will be a few weeks, they're up there waving those two loaves. Now, them loaves have leaven in it. The loaves in the Passover couldn't have any leaven in it. They represented Jesus. But these loaves that were in the hands of the priest, they had leaven then. You know why they had leaven in them? That was you. But you may have leaven in you, but when you're in the hands of the priest and he's doing the waving, he takes care of the perfection. Well, can you say praise the Lord? Well, I hadn't done this in a while. I wanted to give this a... Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Put this in your arsenal of truth. You get a hold of this, even as a young man. Even as you get that key of knowledge of revelation, even as a young man. A pastor, this pastor for 40 years, can't explain the simplest thing because they don't have the key. But when you know who Jesus is,